Warner Circle sits in the heart of Kensington. This stately home was originally owned by Brainerd Warner, who built this Victorian mansion in 1892 as a retreat for his family from Washington, D.C. The house is built in a Queen Anne style. Note its massive front porch and its asymmetrical facade. The carriage house in the back was built in 1914. Warner made his wealth as a real estate developer in D.C., known for his grand buildings in the bustling city. Warner purchased a large portion of what is now Kensington, to the south of the railroad tracks, and subdivided it. He named the subdivision Kensington Park, after the famed Kensington section of London, known for its majestic gardens. Warner's estate sits on a raised knoll of 4.5 acres. Nature factors into the design of the home itself, with bays and turrets projecting out into the trees. The estate became the model for other Victorian homes in the neighborhood, as homes were built with large plots and plenty of green space. In fact, the town's curving streets were intentionally designed to contrast DC's rigid grid system. Warner lived in Kensington until 1918, and during the time, the estate was a center for social events, including grand parties, entertaining congressmen, senators, and even President William Howard Taft once came to a party where lights festooned the trees all around the property. After Warner passed away, his home changed hands a few times. In the 1960s, it became a nursing home. In 2005, the Montgomery County Parks Department purchased the home and returned its exterior back to its original condition. The land has once again become a hub for town hosting events such as fairs and concerts, and offering respite for citizens to meander in its gardens. Throughout the town, you can spot Brainerd Warner's influences. He donated money and land for the Noyes Library, the Montgomery Press, and the Warner Memorial Presbyterian Church.